Cole Thompson, man, Redbud, what a day. 7-8 and the surprise of the day, best AMA National. Talk about it.
I was good, start to finish. Got a good qualifying time, got a good gate pick. Good start in the first moto, and from there I got a 7th, and then second moto, same thing, got a good start, and my cardio felt great all day and paid off.
Hey, a lot of talk about what was the difference for you today. I mean, obviously you've been knocking on the top 10 here and there. Today was much better. What was it, do you think? A break, familiarity with the track, all the family and friends here?
For the first time, I actually did some testing on my bikes, and for the first few rounds, my bike was too fast, and Bud's Creek, I decided to ride the practice bike, and right there, I seen that I could ride it better, so we tamed up the race bike and came here with my suspension guy and made it work, and obviously the brake helped get my fitness up a little bit more and paid off.
Yeah, so slower is a little better, not tiring you out, not pulling your arms out.
Yeah, I couldn't ride a fast bike. I'm too little.
How much of time do you have on this track? I know you're not far from here, where you grew up. At least I don't think so. Although I am from Winnipeg, but how much time do you have here?
This is actually in the last 5 years. I think this is my second time here. I came here last year for my B-class Loretta Regionals, and then pretty much a year later I'm racing pro, so it's pretty cool. A lot of people knew me, you know, from last year and stuff, so I had a lot of people cheering me on. It was motivating.
Yeah, your fitness seemed great. You're catching guys at the end of the moto, and I thought at Bud's Creek it might have let you down a little bit. Some guys got you late, but 2 week break, man, came out and swinging.
Yeah, no, for sure. I knew what I had to do and put my head down, and that second moto I came off, you know, I was hot, but my fitness felt good. Yeah. So, yeah, that was really good.
And I guess just very exciting for you to run this pace, and it has to give you confidence going to Millville and Washougal. You're not going to Washougal.
Not going to Washougal, but definitely Millville. I mean, I hear the track's really good there, so hopefully I can do something similar to what I did this weekend.
Did you notice something that surprised you running up that pace? I mean, you weren't that much further ahead than what you've been, but you were further. Anything surprise you?
I mean, it's weird being up there with those guys, you know, just battling. And obviously, the better the start, the better the finish. So mainly just going to Millville with that in my head and try to do the same thing.
Weird how you detuned your bike but got better starts.
Yeah, I mean, it was a short start here at Redbud, which helped. But I think just controlling the bike, I knew how to ride it. You know, I always rode stock bikes, so why not do what I'm comfortable with?
All right, man, thanks. And great job. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.